start praying and asking God, who do I need to become to get through this storm? Who do I need to become to get through this hardship? What do I need to learn? What beliefs or mindsets do I need to shift? Get closer to God and find out what the word says.
You are now listening to the Full Time Boss Podcast with Nia Hines. Most people think that being equipped to transition to full-time entrepreneurship is about having financial security and a promising business plan. But honestly, what you really need is to understand how to overpower your will, your emotions, and your mind. When you learn how to do that, that is when you are able to experience unlimited growth and success beyond your wildest dreams. Join me as I share with you the real keys required to becoming a full-time boss.
So you more than likely started your business because you found something that you really enjoyed doing, something that allowed you to serve others, either with a product or a service that you offer, but ultimately it's something that you enjoy and allows you to serve others in a space that you love and that you have a passion for. So even if you are not sure what your higher purpose is in life right now, you starting your business was your first step to getting closer to finding out what your purpose is. So there are three things you may be experiencing or feeling if you're dealing with a hardship or a failure in your business. And there are three things that I really want you to kind of keep in mind as you go through hardship and failure. So first, before you take what's happening personal, remember that your business was created to serve others and to serve God. And so whatever you're experiencing is happening to help you in serving your purpose, even if you don't understand it right now. It has a higher purpose. Your current circumstance has a higher purpose. So instead of focusing on the current circumstance, instead get in prayer and ask God, what is the lesson? What are you supposed to be pulling out of that circumstance in this moment? The second thing is, once you realize that what is happening, the circumstance you're dealing with is bigger than you and it is serving a much higher purpose, then you have to tap into what tools do you need to get through it. Start praying and asking God, who do I need to become to get through this storm? Who do I need to become to get through this hardship? What do I need to learn? What beliefs or mindsets do I need to shift? Get closer to God and find out what the word says about what you are specifically going through. And if you go back to a previous episode, you'll hear me kind of talk to you about my journey and learning the word and getting closer to God. And a very easy way to do it is the Bible app. You can literally type in any emotion or any topic that you're feeling, and it will give you plans and daily devotionals that are attached to that. And that can help you get through those moments and better understand what God says about those circumstances. And then the third thing is, now that you've identified what you're going through is bigger than you, is serving a larger purpose, you're praying and asking God to give you the tools that you need to get through it, then the last step is taking action. And like I always say, you cannot have empty prayers. You cannot be praying, Lord, please get me through this situation. Please, Lord. You can't be praying that, but yet doing nothing on your end. Have you gotten into the word to find out what it says about that situation? Are you being diligent in making sure that your beliefs and mindset around the situation doesn't involve worry, fear, and anxiety? Are you walking around worrying and sitting in fear and having anxiety about the circumstances? Now, taking action sounds much easier said than done. So I want to share with you a very easy, practical step that I always take when I'm experiencing, you know, hardship or adversity.
I hope you've been learning a lot about how to become a full-time boss. But now I want to learn more about you. Please visit niahines.com/connect to schedule a 15-minute listener connection call. This will not be a coaching call or a sales call. It's just purely a time for us to connect so I can learn more about you and your journey. I hope to talk to you soon.
So the first thing I do is I ask myself, what is the biggest emotion I'm feeling at this moment? So let's say it's fear. Then I go to the Bible app. I click find a plan. I type in the word fear. And then a number of plans will pop up about fear, and it will help teach me what God says about fear. And usually the plans are anywhere from 3 to 10 days. Sometimes they're longer, but I stay diligent in reading that plan every single day. Then when I finish the plan, then I evaluate. Do I feel better? Am I still feeling fearful? If I am, then I go back and I repeat that same process and I find another plan about fear. But let's say the plan that I finished about fear, and now my fear is gone, but now I have some other emotion coming up. Maybe the fear is gone, but now I have anxiety setting in. Then I go find another plan about anxiety and I read that. And when I finish, I evaluate, okay, am I still feeling anxious? If I am, then I find another plan about anxiety, or I'll find another plan about whatever new emotion is presenting itself. And I continue to do that process over and over and over again until I'm not even thinking about the circumstance or the issue no more, or it's gone. You have to be willing to do this process as much as you need to until you start to connect with God and truly believe and understand what His word says about the beliefs and the mindsets that you carry around with you on a regular basis. Think of it as a muscle. Like, you are trying to build and be able to pinpoint the emotions you're feeling, finding practical plans that you can read on a day-to-day to help you through those situations. The way it's set up, it allows you to easily maintain consistency. Over time, you're building that muscle with God and building your relationship with God and understanding what His word says. And so circumstances will happen. You might be in the middle of a storm and not even realize it, because that's how much you understand and know and how much you are in relationship with God. It will get to a point where nothing phases you. Nothing phases you. Okay. Every day you open up your Bible or your plan to read it, and you create uninterrupted time to read and have your devotional and pray. Every time you do that, you are growing closer to God. So I want you to be sure to save this episode and share it with anyone that may be going through a hard time in life or in business, because this is a practice that I started, and it is one of the many things that always helps keep me aligned and keeps me in relationship with God and what my assignment is. It's more than just going to church every Sunday. You have to have a relationship with God. You know, I even offer to do plans with my friends or my family if they're going through things or circumstance in that moment, because we can't do life alone. You know, life requires community. It requires us to be in community with other people. God never said life will be perfect, but if you keep your eye on Him and you build relationship with Him, life becomes so much easier. Just focus on the process, focus on building a relationship with God. And when you're dealing with hardship and failure, follow those steps that I mentioned, and I promise you, it will get better. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe, leave a review, then head over to neahines.com and join my private Facebook group. I want to hear from you. I want to connect with you, and I would love to support you on your journey. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen, and it all begins with your mindset and beliefs. Until next time.